It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. In a survey of hundreds of people working on Wall Street, more than one in five said they'd seen or heard about wrongdoing in the workplace, and a quarter said they'd engage in insider trading if it meant making big money. Those are two findings of a rather startling new survey out from the law firm Labaton Sucharow. Jordan Thomas is a partner there and wrote the results of his survey. He joins us now. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So the report is called Wall Street in Crisis, A Perfect Storm Looming. What do you think is the most troubling finding that you made?
I tell you, there's three things that are particularly troubling. One is that the bad conduct that we saw in our survey from last year got worse. The second thing was that younger professionals were more likely, not less likely, to engage in misconduct, condone or accept misconduct, and to fear reporting misconduct. And the third aspect of it, which is particularly troubling for a former stockbroker like myself, is that almost 28% of financial service professionals indicated that the industry did not put the best interest of the client first, and that is the bedrock in which our financial system has been developed.
Now, you once worked at the SEC. Doesn't that suggest that maybe a lot of the crimes are not being noticed by regulators?
It does suggest that there's a good deal of misconduct that is not reported or detected by the SEC. That's actually one of the silver linings of the survey, is that there was an increased confidence in the SEC and FINRA in their effectiveness in detecting, investigating, and prosecuting misconduct. There also was a high level of willingness to report misconduct based on the tenets of the SEC whistleblower program, which is the ability to report anonymously, have employment protections, and have monetary awards. And there was a dramatic increase in the awareness of the SEC whistleblower program by more than 20%.
Now, we've been through the worst financial crisis in decades, and cynicism about banks is real high. Does this mean Americans are right to be mistrustful of Wall Street?
I think that people on Wall Street are distrustful of Wall Street. Our survey actually indicated that 24% of financial service professionals feared that they would be retaliated against if they reported misconduct. 17% thought that the leadership of their organization would look the other way if they suspected that a top performer had engaged in misconduct. And 15% thought that the leadership of their organization would not report actual misconduct known to the firm to law enforcement authorities. So there is a healthy degree of distrust out there.
Did the survey at all look at the level of an employee? Is it more of an entry level or one of the higher ups on the hierarchy at a firm?
The survey looked at basically all levels of people. The key breakdown that we kind of saw significant differences in answers was professionals who have 10 years or less and those who have more than 10 years. Those with 10 years or less consistently had more troubling answers in almost every area.
And we just have about 30 seconds left, but I want to kind of know, you mentioned earlier that this year was worse than last year. This is the second year that you're doing the survey. You mentioned worse. How worse?
Well, basically, the extent of misconduct, the extent in which misconduct was accepted, the extent that people feared coming forward, the temptation that people felt to engage in misconduct, really, almost in every way, these numbers were significantly higher.
Okay, Jordan Thomas is a partner at Labaton Sucharow. He's also formerly with the Securities and Exchange Commission and in the Justice Department. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on your show.